Hello to all of you. Let me be sure we can hear all of you. David, are you there?
Yeah.
Good morning. And how about you, Janara?
Janara,
sorry. Is that you, though? I can hear. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
And we also have Jordan. Are you there?
Yes, good morning. I'm here.
Good morning. Thank you. It's probably awkward to hear yourself back like that, but I wanted to be sure that people listening had a chance to know how this experience may have transformed you. So let's talk about the Student Action Team in general. You guys are, I guess Jordan and David are, I'm sorry, Janara and David are in 10th grade, right? And Jordan, you're in 11th?
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about what the Action Team does and what some of your goals are. And any of you can just jump in. I know it's hard not being able to see each other.
The Action Team is a student leadership group. It's an after-school program. And we normally choose one goal and try to reach it like over the year, but we mainly focus on the students and their needs and in any other opportunities that come our way.
And I would imagine that's been a challenge this year. I think that was Janara who just spoke. Has it been a challenge because of what's been going on this year?
Kind of.
How have you been getting your work done and reaching students?
We've been on the computer, on Google Classroom, and some teachers reach out via Zoom.
Well, I'm glad that seems to be working. So, David, this whole experience with Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and his wife Giselle, how did you prepare for that?
Oh, well, you know, since there was, like, because we weren't only working with the Propel Action Team, we were working with a group of students from other schools. We just had to, like, you know, like, split off in our own groups and then make sure that we did this stuff. We did our stuff that was assigned to each of our groups, and then, you know, we went over it with our teachers, made sure everything was perfect so we could maximize the amount of questions and effectiveness when asking Lieutenant Governor.
And David, what were your assignments or what subject areas were you asked to address?
Well, you know, some people had, like, the MCs had to make sure that make sure they had their etiquette and everything, and then we had, like, a social media team. I was part of that just to make sure, like, we got the word out that this was going to happen so people could join and possibly ask questions and just know what was going on.
I saw some of those posts, too. So you were handling social media is one of your focus areas?
Yeah.
And, Janara, what was your focus area?
I really don't know. I was just sitting there listening for real, because mm-hmm. I was just listening to everybody's feedback and whatnot. Because, like, this is really hard for me, and I'm just trying to take in everything still.
Actually, that's a really good observation, Janara, because listening is hard. It's a lot easier to talk, I think, than it is to listen deeply and understand what people are saying. So that's a pretty important role. And I imagine when this town hall happened, I would suspect there were lots of different people talking, right?
Yes.
From all over. What, Jordan, was your role in this?
I was a student MC.
And the MC actually, would you relay questions from Propel? It kind of sounds like that's what the role would be.
The role was that I introduced the students who were going to ask questions. So whenever students registered for the event, they like put questions that they had for the governor, and we picked 10 students to ask questions to the governor and first and second lady. And I introduced those students. And I actually got an opportunity to read one of the questions because one student wasn't able to join us.
Well, that's wonderful that you had these opportunities. So because John and Giselle Fetterman are from the Pittsburgh area, have either or any of you met him before or know of him?
I met him last year. Well, I think we all met him last year whenever we went to Harrisburg for Advocacy Day. But they're from Braddock. Like, he's the lieutenant governor, but he's from Braddock. He used to be mayor. Mm-hmm. And I'm from Rankin. So he's like literally down, like they're really literally down the street. And he and my granddad are good friends. So I knew of him before I met him.
And anybody else have that experience of knowing him ahead of time?
Yes, I actually live in the Braddock area, and I work for BYP, Braddock Youth Project, and his wife actually helps a lot in the Braddock community. So, like, every event or something, she's always there and stuff. But my first time meeting him was in Harrisburg.
That's a great program, by the way, too. I know Braddock Youth Project very well. And David, had you ever had a chance to meet with him or interact with him beforehand?
Yeah, like Jordan said, last year we went to Advocacy Day, and I live in Clareton, so, you know, I just hear about all the stuff that happens around that general area.
Now, I'm curious as to what you learned in talking with him, some of the questions that were asked and some of the answers that Mr. and Mrs. Fetterman had. Not being there, you know, I have no idea what the level of conversation was. I'm sure a lot of it was pandemic related, but some of it probably went beyond that. So, David, since you just spoke a minute ago, do you want to reflect on some of what you observed from the town hall?
Well, one thing I noticed is that, like, we're at this place where we don't know what's really going on. So, so when I heard him talk about, like, sometimes he was uncertain of the answer. I mean, can you really blame him? No one really knows, like, how this pandemic is going to play out. But mostly his answers, he tried his best to give us some sort of answer, even though he didn't know what was fully going on, and I give him credit for that. I mean,
yeah, that's a really good observation. One thing I learned pretty early on as an adult is if you don't know the answer to something, it's okay to say I don't know or I'll find out, as opposed to trying to bluff your way through it, which generally is not a good strategy. And I think it shows that you respect the other person when you say you don't know something. I mean, why say you do if you don't? What about you, Jordan?
David was saying, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask if you had any observations.
Yeah, but like David was saying, you know, he kept on saying, like, you know, in the times of uncertainty, there's not like definite answers, and that's true. And it's like it kind of gave me a sense of like, okay, the people who are higher up and in charge almost, and like trying to figure out how to keep us safe, they don't know. So it's kind of like, it kind of made me feel good because it was like, okay, like we're not in it, but we're all in this together. So that was like a big thing that I took from that. And then they kept on saying like how, like the youth, like now that we're going like on social media and using a lot of technology, like the youth has like a big role to play now in like learning, you know, what we like that's being done through the pandemic, and like how people are treating like their workers, I mean their employees, and like how people in politics are like handling the situation and like seeing what we like and what we don't like, and you know, writing to the people writing to the people who are in, like, our local officials and stuff like that. So that was, like, one thing that we took away as well.
You said something that really made me think, which is the fact that when the lieutenant governor did not have answers or, you know, couldn't say something very definite, some people would say that made them feel bad or afraid. But you said it made you feel more like you were connected and that you were in it together along with the government. Can you elaborate on that a little bit, how that made you feel that way?
I think that that came from, like, because whenever people are in higher positions, like whenever you're president or lieutenant governor or mayor, people think that you automatically have all the answers. And I think that gave me a sense of, like, okay, he's human too. Like, everybody in those higher position political positions, they're also human. So they're not going to have all the answers, which kind of, like, reinforced that for me.
That's a really good way to look at it, I think, and I'm not disagreeing with you. In fact, I agree with you. To be honest and to be able to, you know, provide an accurate answer is a really important thing. Janara, what about you? What did you take away as you were listening and thinking about what Lieutenant Governor and his wife Giselle had to say?
I agree with both Jordan and David, because, like, he really was, like, trying his best to answer the questions, but we all don't know what's going on, and we don't know what to expect. Like, he was talking about he don't even know if we're going to be in school, like, in the beginning of the new school year and stuff. But I really agree with what Jordan was saying, because it feels like we're comfortable knowing that he don't know, so whatever comes next, we're all going to be together.
Did Mrs. Fetterman have anything to say during the call?
Hmm.
I mean, did any of the students ask questions of her? She may have been. Sometimes people really want to talk to the elected official, the lieutenant governor.
But all of the questions that were asked were directed towards the both of them, and she did answer some of the questions and gave her input on, you know, the questions, and she was encouraging us as well as, like, students and as youth.
Excellent. I have a couple other questions for all of you. First, did anything surprise you about the experience? And why don't we go David first, and then Janara, and then Jordan. Did anything surprise you, or just something unexpected that happened as a result?
I mean, one thing that surprised me is how well, like, everyone connected, because I forget who was talking, but, like, you know, the lieutenant governor, he was sitting there, like, congratulating people on, like, graduation, and he was just, like, putting his own experiences into what we were talking about, and I felt that was a really good thing.
Yeah, it sounds like he was really relatable. What about you, Janara?
Nothing didn't really surprise me, but I did think it was a great opportunity, and everybody was well-spoken for us to be youth.
That's excellent. And Jordan, anything inspire you or just happen differently than you expected?
I don't think anything really surprised me, but something that did happen that was unexpected is, so like I said, I was a student MC. So I was set up on my computer, and then my Wi-Fi, like, cut out. And I was, like, so nervous because it was right before I had to speak. So I had to hurry up and, like, switch to get it on my phone and pull up the questions on my computer. Like, got my Wi-Fi together, pull up questions on my computer. So that kind of, like, that was, like, the only thing that happened that didn't go as planned. But you know, it was all handled well.
You have potential to have a career like the one I have, because you have to think quickly sometimes when technology fails you like that. So the other thing I was curious about, I just had two more things I wanted to cover. How have you all been dealing with schoolwork? Have you begun to take classes online, or are you meeting with your teachers? And we can just keep going in the same order. We'll start with David.
Well, yeah, we have started doing school. They've just been sending it through, like, Google Classroom and stuff. For me, honestly, it's just starting to get real annoying because, like, you know, it's just the constant emails after emails, and it's just, like, my teachers have told me that I can, like, you know, fix that by, like, filtering out the emails, but, like, if I do that, I'm going to end up filtering them all out and then not getting any of my work done. So that's just how I
work. Yeah, that's a lot to try to navigate at the same time. I actually feel that way, too. I have more, you know, Zoom invitations or team or meet invitations than I can sometimes keep track of. And you all probably have more than I do. What do you think, Janara, in terms of actually having school in a situation like this?
For me, it's kind of overwhelming because, like, I'm not really good with technology and computers and stuff. Like, that's how I was in school. Like, I would always get my work on paper. Even if it was an assignment on a computer, they would print it out for me because I have a hard time working on the computers and stuff. And now it's just, like, we're at home now, and it's a more comfortable setting, too. And I also get distracted easily, and it's a lot to keep up with.
Again, really relatable experiences. You're reminding folks, I think, that not everybody learns the same way, and instruction remotely by computer, some people might find that ideal, other people won't. What about for you, Jordan?
Doing school online is definitely difficult. We get about 3 or 4 assignments a week, and for each class, and I also have, like, other things that I'm doing, because before quarantine, I mean, whenever quarantine started, it wasn't, we weren't getting work, like, immediately, so it was, like, I had more free time to sign up for other things that I was doing, my theater groups, and we were doing, you know, things with Action Team and, like, other things that I'm involved with. So now that school is, like, thrown into the mix with everything, it's like I'm always on the move. Like, I'm just always, like you said, I have so many different Zoom invites, and I have to try to find time to get on my teacher's Zoom invites so they can help me with the work that I'm having a hard time on and everything. So it's really all about, you know, managing my time while being at home in my room where all of my things that I love are. So it's, you know, it's hard to stay focused and motivated to actually get the work done, but I've been getting it done.
Well, all three of you and other Action Team members have done an incredible job. Our time's just about up. Is there anything else you would like to say? I want to be sure I didn't leave aside an opportunity for anything you wanted to say. David, anything you wanted to add in closing?
Not really, to be honest.
No, that's fine. I think we covered a lot. I just wanted to be sure. What about you, Janara and Jordan? Anything else?
I just encourage everyone to stay safe and keep their head up and stay self-motivated.
That's an excellent thought. And anything else from either of you?
I just want to thank you for giving us this platform to share our experience about the town hall and Action Team in general. And I want to thank all of our adults that run Action Team and also my fellow Action Team members, because we've really been in it together trying to keep on doing our work through this pandemic. So I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks to all. Yeah, thank you. All three of you, David, Jordan, and Janara, keep sharing your thoughts at our virtual recording studio. And I know you're working with Tad, too, of our staff, and I'm really proud of you for all the work you're doing. Thank you so much.